This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are a lot of barriers to entry for minorities seeking a medical marijuana business license. The state of Missouri is preparing to start taking applications on Saturday, August 3rd. St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff spoke with an African-American ownership group hoping to get at least one of the nearly 350 licenses the state will grant.
So we have the dispensary that will be separated from the broader...
Cheryl Watkins-Moore is showing off a space that she hopes will become the flagship dispensary of Real Cannabis Co. Right now, the empty building in the Del Mar Loop is still undergoing renovations, but she can already picture it.
These are like small offices, but we envision having comfortable seating. People can come in, be able to browse retail as well as get a coffee. Once your number is called or whatever, it's very discreet.
Watkins-Moore is the chief strategy and marketing officer of the company, which is seeking to be one of the first recipients of a medical marijuana business license in St. Louis. If that happens, the company would become one of a small number of African-American owned and operated marijuana businesses in the country. Nationally, the demographic makes up just 4% of the industry. Watkins-Moore says there are a lot of barriers to entry for people of color, from a lack of generational wealth and connections to past history with what's been an illegal drug.
Our community, especially African-American communities, have been decimated through the war on drugs, right? And a lot of folks who were involved in the illicit form of marijuana sales have now been shut out of this industry in many ways.
Watkins-Moore isn't talking about her own experience. She's also a successful biologist and entrepreneur. But she says she decided to join Real Cannabis because she has the connections to help foster its larger mission around building community. That's what convinced St. Louis area resident Justin Gage to get on board, too. The former NFL player for the Bears is the chief relationships officer. He says many people of color have a negative association with marijuana. Gage thinks that by putting dispensaries in communities, they will create jobs and maybe entrepreneurs.
Take a person and help them grow, help them learn a business, help them learn a trade so that they can pass that on to the next person and grow our community that way.
But Real Cannabis has to get a license from the state first. Unlike states like Massachusetts, Missouri doesn't have a social equity program, which aims to boost participation for minority-owned businesses. Lyndall Fraker, who directs medical marijuana regulation for the state of Missouri, says race, ethnicity, and gender won't be a consideration at all.
This will all be done in a blind fashion, so names will be redacted, and it'll be done by a third-party company and not us. So it'll be very transparent and above board.
While Missouri's program won't give special consideration to minority-owned businesses, Fraker says the application process will consider how businesses approach diversity. But the biggest barrier to entry for people of color comes even before the application process, finding money to get started. Real Cannabis founder and CEO Derek Mays says he's made a lot of connections as a lawyer, so raising private capital wasn't as big of a problem as he thought it would be. So far, the company has raised over $1 million, and they also found a bank willing to work with them, which makes a big difference.
When you tell an investor that you're in this space and that you're banked, that gives you a level of credibility that a lot of other organizations just don't have. So it enabled us to go out and raise more money.
Most minority-owned businesses don't have the connections or the capital that Mays and his team have. But advocacy organizations like Minorities for Marijuana are trying to bridge the gap. In April, the nationwide group held its first ever boot camp in St. Louis. Roz McCarthy is the group's founder. She says the goal of the four-week program was to help more minorities think through their business plan and meet with investors. That way, she says, they'd have a better shot at getting a license.
It's not easy. If we look at a social equity that's been harmed by the war on drugs, now to say we want you to transfer whatever skill set you have, but now you got to be able to compete in this highly regulated market and be successful.
Some participants ultimately dropped out of the educational program, but McCarthy says she's encouraged that over 30 people are still planning to apply for a license. By the end of the year, they'll find out if they're going to be a part of the first wave of medical marijuana businesses in Missouri. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.